Now, that number, I've got to say, it seems surprising to me. A fifth of Australian kids overweight and one in 20 actually counted in obese. Is this surprising news to you?
It is part of an increasing trend. We've been aware of these sorts of numbers gradually increasing over the last decade or more, and it reflects the same sort of trend that we're finding in adults in the population, which in 2011-12, the data suggests that there was as many as 62% of the Australian population that were either overweight or obese. So these numbers, while less than the overall adult population, are a significant part of a trend that's been happening and what we're reflecting and what we see coming through our doors in our consulting room.
I mean, we are sort of aware here in Australia that we've got a bit of a weight problem going on at the moment. We've been talking about rising rates of obesity and the associated diseases that come with that, such as diabetes or heart disease. For children, are there specific associated health risks to being obese or overweight for kids?
Look, and absolutely so. So basically, there's, you know, the same range of possibilities. It does leave them prone to increased rates of diabetes occurring prematurely, and this obviously has impacts also on their musculoskeletal system, and also, of course, from a psychosocial point of view, from the way, you know, from the way they view themselves and the way other people view them. So there are a number of effects right across the board, and they're significant, and the cost is borne out by the study are not insignificant either in terms of the management of the condition.
Mm. Obviously, this financial cost is probably a little bit surprising to some of us as well. These associated risk factors of obesity impacting the cost of healthcare for kids. The results of this one, is this a worrying trend as well?
Look, it's more not just the immediate costs in terms of the dollars that is quoted in the study, though they are significant, and for a significant part of the population, that's going to put an extra burden on what already is an overstretched budget when it comes to the management and associated healthcare costs. But it's also the ongoing cost and the future cost down the line. There's a sting in the tail down in the future in terms of additional increased rates of a number, a multitude of various illnesses and outcomes, as well as increased costs to the community in terms of a direct economic cost from the lost productivity and reduction in working years down the track.
Mm. Well, as you mentioned, it is part of a worrying trend we've been talking about more and seeing more in recent years. The Australian Medical Association and I guess the Australian government, which way are they sort of approaching a solution to this?
To understand, to even begin to come to a solution, you need to understand the problem. The problem is an enormous one, and it's multifactorial. There are many factors which go into the prevalence and the onset and the development of obesity. We need a whole of society response. We need a response that takes into account policy measures, regulation measures, and brings together, you know, both research and evidence-based findings, but also behavioural changes and opportunities for education and community awareness and the programs that link all of that together. So we need town planning and urban planning to come together with nutritional advice and nutritional programs and changes in tuck shop and what, you know, we consider to be a healthy, nutritious lunch, and an understanding that physical activity is an important part of that equation. Mm. And then driving all of the other things that, you know, lead off that in terms of trying to prevent obesity and overweight in the first place, and aiming at a childhood and an adolescent area where we know we can have the biggest bang for our buck. And that seems to be, and that if you start off on the wrong foot, that seems to sort of predispose and reinforce a behaviour, a certain outcome down the track. Mm. And that's what we really need to understand. And that there is no one magic bullet. It needs to be many things together, and that's why we've called for a national strategy, a national framework in which to tie all these things together and have the funds and the resources and the community programs that go into ensuring that this becomes a condition which we manage effectively for everyone's sake.
Something of an it takes a village to raise a child approach.
Basically, you hit the nail on the head. There are many things that go into it, understanding that it's a complex set of variables, and some of it which is still being determined and further researched at the time, but we can't wait for the next U-Butte thing to happen. We've really got to start now. The problem is quite an enormous one. It's multi-billion dollars worth of economic cost to the community, not to mention the health outcomes and the impact on all our lifestyles.
Well, Tony, really do appreciate your time joining us and having a bit of chat with us about this one, because we've seen this upward trend, and obviously it's one that we're going to have to start working on now if we want to see it downtrending. Really do appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Have a good day. Thank you.